Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Diana Nicholas is here. Diana is the co-founder of SAM Architecture. That's a double A there on Sam, and she's an architecture firm and she has practiced internationally, especially in the U.S. and Italy and throughout the continent. And so she's a global thinker and a business leader, and she's become a great member of our Brain Trust. Diana Nicholas, welcome back.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you here. I love architects. I've worked with architects many times over the years. I've had a couple that I had to go best two falls out of three with, because I was a frustrated architect and they were a frustrated builder. You've never met an architect who was an egomaniac, have you?
Never.
it's funny. I've had a lot of fun with architects over the years. I've spent a lot of money with architects, so I believe in your profession. Diana, one of the things I know you have done is in your firm as a manager is you've done a lot of thinking about how to get the most out of your people, and you're back today to share some of those ideas with us. And you've got not a completely radical idea, but it's a little bit different from most. It would be quite a bit different from most Main Street small businesses. What do you think?
That is absolutely true, in particular amongst architectural businesses.
but also retailers, people who have customers who come in the door on a regular basis, you know, ringing that little bell over the door a lot. So go ahead and tell the audience what kind of system you're talking about.
Well, to your point, it is a little counterintuitive in the client services industry because you want to make sure that people are getting what they need.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, fundamentally, the whole thing starts with hiring employees that you trust. And what we do is that everyone has the opportunity to have a flexible schedule. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to work, you know, 8 to 12 Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and all day Tuesday and Thursday. That means that you might need to take care of a family matter. It could be a child, could be a parent, could be yourself. You might need to take care of that at 3 o'clock on Thursday. Well, there is no reason in our mind that you need to take vacation time in order to do so. And if you don't have a client responsibility, if your colleagues know where you are, if you're meeting your deadline, you should be able to take that time and either make up the hours or balance it, you know, in some way. Now, one of the things that we can talk about a little bit more that goes hand in hand with this is unlimited vacation. But that's not necessarily required in order to have a successful flexibility.
Unlimited vacation?
Unlimited.
That's an expensive word, unlimited.
You know, you would think, but
my wife would like to have unlimited jewelry and shoes, but
well, this is a little different.
And handbags, don't forget handbags. But
right.
Now let me say this: I've done what you're talking about, We don't have a business. We have a business where there's email coming in all the time. There's phone calls coming in, but we don't have a lot of walk-in traffic within my business. And
right,
so somebody needs to be here. Somebody needs to be here all the time to get the mail and the deliveries and things like that. But I'm just so old-fashioned that I feel that way. But there I have employees, and I tell them, okay, you can come to work at 8 and leave at 5. You can come to work at 8:30 and leave at 5:30. You can come to work at 9 and leave at 5 if you don't want to take a lunch. In fact, I'll let you eat at your desk. And if they have a doctor's appointment, we don't. And this is the way most small business. You'd be surprised that most small business owners are already doing what you're talking about. I'm not talking about coming in and leaving. That most small businesses, Main Street, there's a time when you should be here, and there's a time when you leave, and you take a lunch hour. They expect you to take a lunch hour. But if there somebody has a doctor's appointment, somebody has a kid in with a program or whatever, some family member sick, you'd be amazed at how many small business owners, a lot of people would be amazed how many small business owners take the hit on that and pay for that while for the employee.
And that is great. I think it's time that people, you know, in the business world acknowledge that people have lives outside of the business.
Yeah.
But our situation is a little bit different. I would say we pushed it a little bit further because, you know, if people want to come in at 10, and again, meeting all their responsibilities, mm-hmm. they're happy, that's fine. If they want to leave at 4, that's fine. Again, as long as they're checking all those boxes.
Can I ask you about this? Well, let me say this. I have a few employees, I say, you can come in at 8:30 if you want and not 8. You can come in at 8, 9, it's not 8:30 if you want. But what I tell them is, whatever you decide, I want you to do that every day.
Right. We view that as a rigid schedule, not a flexible schedule. That is an alternative.
But I give them the flexibility of coming in when they want. But I want to know when they're going to be here every day, because if I need them, I want to know that I want to know when I can turn to them.
Yes, no, that's true. You have to communicate it all. But if somebody wants to come in at 8 one day and 10 one day and 9 the next day,
see, I wouldn't like that. I would not allow that. I would not like that.
It's challenging, and it does depend on what we're doing now. But there is a good business case here, and so in this particular piece of the discussion, I would say you get to capitalize on people's best working time.
Yeah.
So that we have people in our office that wake up at 4 in the morning and are working by 5, 6 a.m.
Yep, I get that.
And then same thing later in the day. We've got people who are going to do much better thinking. And, you know, we need to do our best creative thinking at the best time of day possible.
If I give somebody work and they want to do it overnight and not even come into the office during the day, if we don't need them, if they're producing what I need them to produce, that's fine. But I just need to know that they're on a schedule, because it probably works for you, but my experience when people aren't on a set schedule in terms of when to start, when to end, it gets squishy, doesn't it? It can get squishy.
You know, we've developed a culture that's kind of surpassed the squishiness, I would say. Because everyone does it.
Right.
I think it works well, but you have to communicate. Now,
hold on to that thought. I need your website quickly.
Yeah.
What's your website, please?
At www.saam-arch.com.
All right, check it out. Quick break, 10:20 after. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with us.
Okay.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.